You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Simpson Island is in the Indian River in Martin County. During the boat ride there, it's impossible not to notice the beautiful homes on either side. But also beautiful is the island itself.
I did see a couple of cattle egrets up in the trees. There goes a boat-tail grackle, just flew up there. When it flies, you'll see its tail. It's got a big, wide, almost boat-shaped tail.
Chuck Barraclough, the executive director of Treasured Lands, which owns 3.5 acres of the island, is one of our tour guides for today. Volunteers, many of them local Boy Scouts, have spent hours removing Australian pines. Many of them sit piled now. They've been brought down and are waiting to be burned. That's the first step.
The next phase of that is to bring in more native plants. This is about 3/4 of an acre of upland. Most of the island is actually mangrove, and so this portion will support plants that are used by the aquatic birds, waders, to nest.
That would be similar to the nearby Bird Island or Indian River County's Pelican Island. It seems an island home has many advantages for our feathered friends.
Well, they're more protected here. Typically on the island, you don't get a lot of the predators, the rats, the raccoons. We did a trapping out here. We got none of the Norwegian wharf rats, which are common out on these islands, which are big predators on the eggs. Essentially they have a refuge where they don't have to deal with that, competition with other animals that might be prey to either the young or to the eggs.
And just like so many of the residents who call the Treasure Coast home, Barraclough says many of these birds may be coming from another part of the country. This comes through Treasured Lands' work with the South Florida Wildlife Center in Fort Lauderdale, which is part of the National Humane Society's organization.
They're one of the organizations that actually got birds that were rehabbed from the Gulf oil spill. And so because a lot of those birds can't be released back in that area, they're being distributed to other places. And so we have the opportunity to move some of those birds up here. Now, initially they won't stay. They'll come and get oriented and they'll find where they want to nest. But we hope that taking other rehab birds over time and bringing them out here that, a colony will get established.
Right now, the effort continues to restore the more native environment. Barraclough points out that the non-native Australian pines are giving up their foothold reluctantly. A dead pine rests on its side, its roots exposed, but still holding on to some dirt. From that dirt sprouts new tree growth.
And of course, you can see the damage that they do to the shoreline. They have a ball-type root. You can see some of the root systems there. And they actually don't do well for erosion at all. In fact, they help create the erosion. The trees during storms, it's a very brittle wood.
And the work is paying off.
But you can also see that here you've got a white mangrove that has started to, flourish. And you've got a lot of the other plants around the edges.
You can find out more about Treasured Lands and the group's efforts to restore Simpson Island, as well as other Martin County efforts. We'll post a link on our website, WQCS.org. Click on News. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.